We've been talking about live art and the Living Arts Festival, Far Festival, taking place in Nyon that starts today and runs until the 21st of August. For the next 12 days, there are many performances in Nyon and around, both indoor and outdoor venues. A couple of highlights on the programme. Choreographer and performer Boglaka Borsok and filmmaker Andreas Bolm have created a collaboration. It's all about aging. It's called Figuring Age. Here's what they told me about their show, which you can see next Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. That's the 16th to the 18th of August.
So Figuring Age, which is the performance we are going to present at FAR Festival, is a performance installation. And it's a performance work which is based on a documentary film that Andreas and I have been working on for the last couple of years. And this film is a portrayal of three very old dancers from Budapest who were around 90 and 101 years old when we encountered them. So essentially the visitors of the festival will encounter these women again through the performance.
So Boglaka is embodying these ladies, and yeah, basically it's the continuation of our dialogue also with these elderly women that we started when we were filming.
What do you want the audience to actually take away from this piece?
This performance is not only interrogating, of course, the question of age, and the fact that I'm embodying these women proposes also a particular situation where the visitors are invited into and they negotiate between seeing me old, experiencing my body old, but also young at the same time. And this negotiation proposes a very interesting situation with the audience where they are also suggested to help me. So you have to accept also the contract of the performance at some point. And usually people are very willing to participate. And I think it's a proposal which invites people to experience this encounter, but also the relation which is to old bodies, and they might recognize themselves in situations in their own life.
It's like to visit a relative, an elderly relative. So it's a very intimate moment that is created by this encounter. And people move with the ladies or with Boglaka to different stories and experience of the life of the elderly women.
And I think it also refers a lot to dance, because I'm a dancer and Andreas is a filmmaker. And together we sculpted very strongly the physicality and really much in detail the body of each woman.
And we very much feel with the embodiment, we observe how Boglaka transforms, that aging is a really hard work. It's a hard physical work. There's a lot of resistance, a lot of this fragile heaviness, we call it, that is revealed throughout.
But then there is a lot of empathy and a lot of tenderness and emotion that the performance can carry. And not only the physical part, but through these women, we also enter into history and their stories. And I think those instances which are brought into the work, they are speaking very strongly about the relation between dance and also history and how dance is shaped by those historical moments.
The performance is in English for the first time. There will be live French translation in the room with a French actress. Search for Figuring Age on the FAR Festival website. Now, Mikko Niemistö is a choreographer and a performance artist from Helsinki, Finland. His show, Odd Meters, is a high-energy dance and exploration of his own dreams. He's been working closely with a sound designer for this performance and recording his own dreams. The show also features intense movement. He's been recording his own dream, so I asked whether the element of sharing something so deeply personal is what makes it art. Here's Mikko.
Sharing dreams, it's so like you could interpret them in so many different ways, so it doesn't feel like I'm revealing too much of myself. It's like, I guess, like sharing one's dream is something that it's hard for someone else to like necessarily decipher what it means for that a certain person, but then by sharing excerpts of dreams in a kind of environment where there's lots of people in an audience to kind of share this moment together, then it's kind of, it makes it something that can be then maybe discussed afterwards or shared together, and not necessarily so much my personal thing anymore. So it kind of changes from something very intimate and personal to something shared.
What do you want the audience to feel and to take away from your performance?
Well, the whole documentation of dreams started from when I was thinking a lot about the day and night cycle and how it, in a way, in our current times of like technological development and spending a lot of time in the internet and kind of working hours. For example, the time that we spend working, it could nowadays happen like almost at whatever hour. Like it's constantly possible to work. It's constantly possible to for example, buy things from the internet. So it's like, I was at first wondering how to deal with this subject, and then kind of working with dreams started feeling like an interesting starting point, since it felt like it's kind of a shadow zone of this like constant wakefulness. So I think that the audience could maybe like get something, some reflection out of it that's not necessarily so straightforward, in a way that I would like lecture them on this reality that we live in, but it's more like they can get what they perceive from this like poetic and very like subconscious reality. It's not necessarily that I want them to experience certain things, but I'm kind of giving them this like weird world, and then they can reflect themselves what they get from it or what they feel.
You can catch that show Wednesday the 17th and Thursday the 18th of August. Far Festival starts today, goes on until the 21st. That's next Sunday. You can find the full programme at far-neon.ch.